Hi, this is Dr. Amrita, and today I'm going to talk to you about the topics that Internshala told us to talk about. I am going to share a creative tip which really helped me write more. It's not a tip that's run of the mill. I'm sure you will find it interesting. So my top tip for writing better content, especially better words, is find your flow first. Do something which kind of puts you in that flow state and then starts writing. Shouldn't the 5,000 words a day come to us naturally if we are really talented? Should it not be really easy to type out those words, or should we have to do all the difficult part? So I was suffering from a lot of creative block. I couldn't write. I was getting this imposter syndrome because I had no training writing. I am an ENT surgeon, and for the last 20 years, that's the only thing I have done. That is treat patients, write prescriptions, and mostly non-fiction. In 2020, back then I had written only a few short stories maybe, but never published a fiction story. So when I did the Internshala creative writing course, that really kind of helped unblock the creativity, and I was doing these painting stuff at the same time. So when I was painting, it put me into the flow for writing better. So whenever nowadays I don't want to write, or I am really not getting those ideas for starting on an assignment, I start painting. That helps me put the the muse back to work, as to say, it no longer blocks me. But it might not work for you. You might say, aren't we supposed to eat the frog first thing in the morning and do the difficult work, and why paint and have more fun? But maybe the frog needs to be chocolate coated if you have a sweet tooth, or maybe some kind of peri peri seasoning and fry it so that you can eat it. And there is no harm in having a little bit of fun before you get down to serious work. And any kind of creativity, I feel, you really need to have fun. Otherwise, it's not sustainable. I know there are lots of interesting stories about starving authors and writers and artists who are struggling, and it's so difficult to make ends meet. But who does their best work unhappy? You have to be your happiest self to write that stuff. Now, that's what works for me. I hope this tip helps you too. But if being sad and gloomy helps you, do that too. Whatever it is, get into the flow and then start writing. I think that will help you. Internshala gave us another tip or topic to talk about, and that was my favorite piece of writing and my thoughts on it. One of my favorite blog posts was writing to the universe, whether it works or not. So that was a topic which was not very in zone with what I write usually on my blog. So if you don't know, I am also a blogger. My blog is called healthwealthbridge.com. I have been blogging since 2014, but I published my first fiction storybook after doing the Internshala creative writing course in 2020. Before that, I had published several non-fiction books, mostly related to medical and health topics. Now, when I wrote about writing to the universe, I didn't want to focus only on a single religion, on the gods and the goddesses we believe in. I really wanted to kind of remind myself that the universe is spiritual, if you believe in spirituality. And if you don't believe in spirituality, if you're a science only person, then I'll tell you the universe is full of energy. The energy of all the authors who have written before you, the artists who have written before you, and we have to learn from the greats before we can be better. So I feel if we write to the universe, those energies could flow into us and we could do better. So when I wrote that blog post, I think something unlocked in me, my severe imposter syndrome, which I kind of bury deep, and when I try new tech stuff, that's the thing I have to bury. I got rid of that partly. It does come and bite me sometimes, and that's when I try to paint and get back into flow. I hope you liked what I just said, and hope this helps you too.